Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Friendship should be a simple matter, but life and people make it difficult. Our proverb begins with one very important point that some have read wrongly and have therefore missed that point. Our proverb begins by saying, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly." That isn't saying that if you have friends, then you'd better be friendly to them out of a sense of duty. It is more directly saying that if you have friends and you want to keep them, then you'd better show your appreciation for them by being actively friendly toward them. And of course, that means that if you don't have any friends and you want friends, then you must show yourself friendly toward that person. This proverb is teaching us to be proactive, thoughtful, and appreciative of our friends. And in order to make new friends, Matthew Henry says this, "What we must do that we may contract and cultivate friendship, we must show ourselves friendly. Would we have friends and keep them, we must not only not affront them or quarrel with them, but we must love them and make it appear that we do so by all expressions that are endearing, by being free with them, pleasing to them, and visiting them and bidding them welcome, and especially by doing all the good offices we can and serving them in everything that lies in our power. That is showing ourselves friendly." End quote. That's a lengthy quote, but it's simple enough. Let me add a few things that I've found that many people miss when considering friends and friendship. Number one, biblically sound, true friendship must be based upon a shared relationship with Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" Many bad relationships are rooted in being unequally yoked. I'm not saying you shouldn't be friendly toward an unbeliever, but to have what's called a friendship is a yoke. And when you yoke up with unbelievers, it's always trouble. This is a commandment, and many Christians simply disobey it to their own peril. Also, secondly, friendship begins in the home. If you're married, your spouse should be your best, closest friend, and you should show your appreciation on a regular basis. If you're still living at home with your parents should be your best friends. And I know our culture and television and movies make it so that every teenager thinks that they're supposed to be angry at their parents all the time and everything, but that's the world. Biblically speaking, your home is where your best friends should be, and school and work friends are great if those friendships meet the first point of being believers. But they should never be allowed to interfere with your friendship with your spouse, your children, your parents, whatever the case may be. Thirdly, the local church is God's plan for providing friendship outside of the home. It's true that there are some bad apples in churches, but if you use discernment and are careful, you can find the best people to be best friends with in your local church, or if you don't have a local church these days, among online Christians who become associated with the local church that you're connected with online in these days of cyber relationships. A number of times I've had people tell me that they were lonely, and when they were willing and able to connect with a local church group, either literally, bodily, locally, or online, either way, they found friends. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. So we leave it there and we end the discussion, even though much more can be said about friends and friendships. We've covered the basics regarding the first half of this proverb. And in closing, I just want to add, whether you have friends or not, as a believer, you have Jesus and you have His Word to keep you company. Jesus said this in John 15:15. These are the words of Jesus. Quote, "But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." You can't beat the friendship that you have with Jesus. Make Jesus and His Word your best friends.